This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
The future of landline phone service in Kentucky is once again up for debate in the state legislature. Earlier this week, Senate Bill 88 passed out of the Senate and is now on the way to a House committee. Reporter Sylvia Ryerson of WMMT Radio in Whitesburg has this in-depth look at legislation that's not playing well in many rural areas of the state.
Titled the New Economy Communications Act by bill proponents, Senate Bill 88 would deregulate landline service across the state, making it so that large companies such as AT&T, Windstream, and Cincinnati Bell would no longer be required to provide new landline service or maintain existing landlines in most parts of the state. Opponents fear that such an abrupt transition would leave many in the state without reliable or affordable service. Charlotte Whitaker, retired director of senior services in Ohio County, worries the bill would be particularly harmful to elderly Kentuckians.
You know, we have so many seniors that do live alone, so they're so dependent on the lifelines. We have a lot of seniors that have heart conditions. They use their landlines to check their pacemakers.
Bill supporters say such changes are necessary in order to modernize Kentucky's communications system. AT&T Kentucky President Mary Pat Reagan wrote in the Lexington Herald Leader that the bill, quote, encourages additional investment and innovation, resulting in greater competition through newer and faster technologies that customers demand. Citizens for a Digital Future, an industry-backed group, released the following radio ad statewide in support of the bill.
Unfortunately, Kentucky is on the wrong side of the digital divide. Outdated state laws mean our people, especially in rural areas, will live without the latest wireless networks found in bigger cities.
But according to Tom Fitzgerald, director of the Kentucky Resources Council, the bill does not ensure that new internet services coming to an area would be as reliable or as affordable as what residents already have with basic landlines.
In any place in the state that is under 5,000 housing units, which is most of the small towns and rural areas in the state, they would be able to say, we are no longer providing landline service that's basic phone service. We are providing it as wireless service. And if you want to continue to get the service from us, you're going to need to get wireless equipment. And by the way, we're no longer offering it as a standalone. We are now bundling it with some other things that you have to buy if you want business from us.
The bill would also strip the Public Service Commission of oversight of basic phone service. Because residents in many rural areas only have access to one provider, Ron Bridges, state director of AARP, fears that without government regulation, consumers could be left with nowhere to turn for help if they are having problems with their service.
We know that businesses don't necessarily prioritize reestablishing service if there's an outage. And one thing that Kentuckians could depend upon is that the regulation stipulated that you've got to get the service repaired in a timely fashion. With the oversight removed, we could be waiting weeks and weeks for telephone service to be restored.
As Whitaker sees it, for seniors living alone, such hardships could be fatal, as phone service remains a lifeline for many elderly residents. And while seniors are among the most dependent on landlines for medical support and family contact, they are also the least able to adapt to new technologies.
There are just a lot of our 90-plus folks that I think would have some real major issues. That was my mother, and there are a lot of other folks, mamas, that would have a problem with trying to use a cell phone as well.
Senate Bill 88 in Kentucky is the latest in a nationwide push from major phone companies, including AT&T, to deregulate service. According to Fitzgerald, if passed, the bill will be a step backwards for our country's communications infrastructure.
We are transitioning into a digital age. My concern is that the transition is not used by AT&T as an excuse simply to get out from under responsible and reasonable regulation. What they're proposing will undercut what has been policy in the United States since 1934, which is universal service available to all, interconnection and, you know, access to telecommunication services. There's a lot of concern that what they're seeking to do is to dismantle the principles that have been guiding our telecommunications for 80 years.
Since passing the Senate floor vote on Thursday, the bill will now move to a House committee for review. Reporting for WMMT and WUKY, I'm Sylvia Ryerson in Whitesburg.